Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. As always, the privilege is ours. It's mine because I get to talk to you about the goodness of God, and I'm getting your testimonies from all over the world about how the DDP has been a blessing to you, and I just want to say thank you. I'm always stunned at how far we are reaching. We've went to the other side of the globe, and we meet so many people who use the initials. They'll say, I listen to the DDP, and I think that's so cool. And so we're just so grateful and hope that we can continue to be a blessing in your life. We're in the last portion of the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We're talking about leading and delivering. This is Jesus' way of telling us in this prayer that part of our prayer life is to seek the leadership of who he is. Let's deal with the details. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The word temptation, of course, is the same word for testing. Jesus requesting in prayer, saying that we pray that we not have to be tested and that the Holy Spirit be in the process of always delivering us from evil. We do know that when tests come, and they do, when they come, we're not tested or tempted, the word's the same in the Greek, beyond what we can stand. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that. It's a misnomer amongst Christians. People will say, the Bible says nothing, there'll never be more put on you than you can bear. That's not Bible. The Bible doesn't say there'll never be more put on you than you can bear. It does say God will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can bear. And that word tempted is also tested. So you'll never enter a test beyond your ability to pass. Understand that. The Holy Spirit's not going to lead you into an area that is in over your head. It would be the equivalent. That would be the equivalent of, you know, my son's a freshman in high school. If he was led into an area beyond where he could pass, then as a freshman in high school, he would be expected to pass college entrance exams. Well, he's not expected to do that. They're not going to lay that piece of paper on his desk and say, you have to pass this college entrance exam. He should have four more years to be able to prepare for that. So it would be an irresponsible teacher or a foolish one that expected him to be able to pass that entrance exam. He hasn't went through the course. So the Holy Spirit's not going to put, he's not letting you go into situations that's beyond your ability or through which you will be broken rather than learn. You can break somebody and they don't learn anything. You know, if you take a young athlete and you put him into the professional leagues and you say, this is how you're going to learn to be good, you won't make him good. You'll destroy him. He's not ready. And thus, he just gets overloaded. And so the Holy Spirit knows your limitations. You can trust him. You are unique to the Holy Spirit. This isn't some template that he's got a big book in heaven and, okay, you've been saved 6 months. This is what you should be going through now. You're way more precious than some cookie cutter Christian. It's way beyond that. It's the Holy Spirit uniquely inside of you. So you're never going to be tempted beyond what you can bear. And you're not going to be put through tests that do not benefit. And then that last part, deliver us from evil. And tomorrow on the podcast, I'll close this portion out. So we'll talk about being led by the Holy Spirit. It's one of my favorite topics in the world. But before I do that, let me just say this. What the deliver us from evil is not that that Jesus is saying we're always in evil needing pulled out, but rather when we are led of the Spirit, may you lead us to the opposite, which is good. Christianity is not about right and wrong. It's about good versus evil. It's about running towards the good while avoiding the evil, which brings about death in our life. So really this is a statement of life over death, and it's a beautiful one. We'll do that part on being led by the Spirit. It's fun stuff. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.